A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast thing. Whoa, yeah, here we go. Check it out now. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast thing. My name is Luke and this is my thing. Today, massive listeners, this is a 5-minute Friday, so I'm going to try to keep it under the 5 minutes. We'll see how that goes. I've got to apologise for the background noise. There's a washing machine going off. I'm in the kitchen in my shared flat talking about this nonsense, and my girlfriend is getting ready. Also, I say my fiance is getting ready in the other, in the bedroom. She's blow drying her hair. This is crazy. So, some news in the Condor camp. I proposed to Kat the other day. You might recognize Kat. She was in the Keith film, the short film that we made. She played the character in the film called Kat. And so I proposed it. We went down to the Kyoto Gardens in Holland Park. I got down on one knee. We had an audience of squirrels, koi carp, possibly a homeless man. I'm not too sure. It was still romantic. It was nice. It was good. And she said yes. So today I just want to quickly talk about how choosing Kat as my partner has been exponential in any success, any creative success I've had in the past few years. There's a number of reasons. So let me just tell you why I would implore you to marry well, to choose a partner well. The first thing is Kat gives me space. So if I tell her, look, Kat, I've got to have some time because I need to make this story about this alien who wakes up as a human in London and there's a serial killer after him. I need some time. Most people, or most past relationships I've been in, would look at me and say, no, you ain't doing that shit, because you've been at work all day. We need to have some couples time now. We need to watch a film. But a cat will quite happily say, yeah, go on, get off in your corner and make your nonsense up, because she knows it makes me happy. She knows it makes me better in the relationship. Secondly, Kat has always kept me grounded and reminded me of the roots of when I first started making stuff and how difficult it was back then to get people to even pay attention to what I was doing. I mean, it's still difficult. It's always difficult. But I got a tweet a few months back from someone who'd seen a short film I made a while back, and they tweeted me randomly out of the blue, and they said they loved it and they enjoyed it. And I was, at the time, I was like, that's fine, out, whatever, I've got stuff to do, I'm working on something at the time. And Kat said, whoa, a few years ago, if you read that, you would have killed for some feedback like that. So, and I was like, yeah, okay, that's actually true. She reminded me to be grateful for whatever success I've had in the past however long. And the last point I want to make is that having a girlfriend, fiance, wife, or whatever that you're really happy with is something great to fall back on. So on those dark days when I'm in bed and I'm in my duvet, covers over my face, and I'm like, I don't want to go to work today. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to make anything. Everything's stupid. Life is shit. At least I can look at my girlfriend and go, oh well, I think I did something right. So look, I don't want to be giving people the relationship advice or anything like that, but I'm just going to tell you how it has been for me. This relationship compared to previous relationships, It's just a lot better. It's a lot more creatively empowering, I guess. And I'm not going to say to you, if your girlfriend doesn't support you, break up with him. But I'm just going to say, if this is important to you, if making stuff is important to you, then maybe you should have a conversation. Say, look, you're happier and you're a better person if you've been given the time to make this stuff. If you've been given your creative freedom, you'd be better in the relationship. And the relationship will be healthier on the whole, I think. So look, again, I don't want to give you relationship advice. I don't want to be hearing about how you got a divorce because your wife wouldn't let you make a novel out of tweets or something. I don't know. But look, I think I've gone over to 5 minutes now. I'm not too sure. But I hope you enjoyed the interview with Tom Ward, by the way, that went live last Monday. We're going to have a few more of those sort of things. I quite enjoyed them. And it gives me a chance to speak to people who I think are really cool storytellers who you should know about. So, yeah, so get in touch. It's Luke of Condor with K, K-O-N-D-O-R. So tweet me at Luke of Condor. Email me, lukeofcondor@me.com. And I'll speak to you very soon. All right, cheers.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.